Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
As I promised, we are talking a Comrades Marathon. And it is such a awesome conversation. I love having it. As I said, I am definitely fluent in running, but in running language, not in actual running. Never have been a particularly good runner, although I did definitely try my best at one point, or somebody's best. But anyway, either way, it is absolutely fantastic. This time of year is one of my favorites because of the madness of runners. So joining us in a studio, it is a whole crew. We've got three runners in studio, one past Comrades runner in studio, and one online. So welcome, everybody. And how are we all feeling? When's everybody going down? When do you guys go?
I'm leaving on Friday morning.
Right.
Yeah, likewise.
Right.
I'm leaving on Thursday afternoon.
Okay. And Michael Shapiro online. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Yeah, I'm nervous, excited.
But it's interesting. Do you still
a lot
get
of emotions?
Do you still emotions. Get? Do you still get? What number is this that you're running?
I've run four. So right. Please God, this will be number five.
Right.
But yeah, it's still a huge amount of nerves.
It's so interesting. Do you guys? I mean, you both have run the ladies in studio. You both have run. You said four times.
I've run four times.
You know, just say your names, and then at least people can hear who's talking. Otherwise, it's confusing for listeners. So,
I'm Talia Zilberg, and I have done eight. This will be number nine for me.
Wow.
And I'm Zelda Krasner, and I have done three, and this is number four.
And are you both nervous?
Yes.
So what is it? What is it that, I mean, because you know you can do this. Michael, you know you can do this. It's not as though, I know, you've got to see Michael's expression.
Context, like, you know?
Don't say things like that.
You know, running a marathon's hard. So this is the up run from Durban to Pietermaritzburg.
Right.
And the first 42 kilometers of it, the first marathon section of it, is the toughest marathon in South Africa.
In of itself.
You're climbing 900 meters, which is
insane,
way in excess of any marathon.
Yes.
And then you still have another marathon, and then you still have about eight more Ks.
Yeah, well, if you put it that way, of course you're nervous.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense not to be. And Ryan, it's your first, right?
Yeah, it's my first. I'm sitting quietly listening to all that.
But it should be, in a way, a bit of a comfort for you because everybody's nervous. You know, you obviously have that first time. You know what to expect. You've trained, and no doubt you're ready. But the truth is, everybody's nervous anyway.
Yeah, they say, or the advice I've been listening to is that your first is your best because you just don't know what to expect, and everyone else that's done it before knows what you're in for. So I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, I've prepped myself and my mind, but I'm definitely going into the unknown.
I saw a interview with Bruce Fordyce, and he says the biggest mistake people make on their first run is starting off
too fast.
So, yeah. Do you have people you're running with to pace you a bit?
Not really. But I've been sort of planning how I'm going to do it, and I've been practicing in some of the long runs and the long races like Two Oceans. So feel like I'm going to keep myself at bay, but it's hard, to be honest. You can tell yourself a million times that you need to run slowly, and then when you're out there and you're feeling the vibe and you're feeling you're feeling good, it's just really hard to slow yourself down. So going to do my best, but it just all kind of happens as it does on the day.
Right. Okay. So Tali, what advice do you have for him?
Definitely keep the beginning slow.
Well, let's.
And just enjoy it. Just really enjoy it. There's nothing like your first. So you stand at the start. There's Chariots of Fire and Shosha Loza and the Cockerel Crow. And just take it all in. Otherwise, the day passes and you haven't enjoyed the actual atmosphere.
Right. Yeah. And that's apparently what is so special, is this atmosphere.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That is part of Comrades. You know, it's the hearse on the side of the road. It's the kids that wake up early morning to come and watch you, and everyone's standing with their coffee and their rusks and giving you
Yes. Well, I don't mean to be dismissive, but Michael, I've heard that it's harder for the supporters on the day than it is for the runners, because they spend the day chasing.
Focus on the runners.
Okay, fine.
We'll get to the supporters, absolutely. It's a tough day out for them, and kudos to all of them, the spouses, family members, people in Durban, all the way through to Pietermaritzburg that come en route. They absolutely make it special. But I just wanted to say, you know, as Tali was talking, the other morning we finished a run and I actually put on Chariots of Fire at the end of it, the whole long theme. Tali was crying.
Really?
There were tears in her.
Absolutely.
Her heart dropped as she heard it, and so did the rest of our running group that had experienced that, because it is something really awesome.
I think there is just nothing. There's nothing. I don't think there's another South African event that comes close to this. It's just so uniquely South African, and it's just become something that speaks to a lot of other. Speaks to everything. It speaks to this united issue, bringing people together, all different walks of life. It doesn't matter who anybody is. You know, when you watch it, you see that. You see it in the supporters. You see it in the runners. I think there's something absolutely magical, and I think it can only be because it's such a ridiculous physical feat. Like, if it was just a nothing thing, then I don't think it would achieve that. But it really is remarkable. Zelda, what are you? What is your favorite part about the day?
The finish, definitely the finish. After a long day on the road, it's absolutely amazing. It is so vibey. It is so full of energy, and you've got so much energy when you're finished. But the fact that you've seen the line, you've crossed the line, that all the training has been worthwhile, and all the sacrifices that the family has made in order for you to do that, there's nothing that beats getting that medal around your neck, even though it's a teeny weeny, itsy bitsy little coin-sized
medal. Is it actually the medal, or is it just the fact that you've done it, you've achieved what you've hoped to?
No, in my opinion, it's
that's
the medal.
That medal.
Every race, it's the medal.
That is actually very. Is that the same for everybody, Michael?
No, I think it's that for me. It's the achievement.
I would have thought that's what.
And some of the race, and some of the race pictures. You know, I love looking back at them and seeing a moment, or you know, crossing the finish line with the arm in the air, that type of thing, and I kind of just reliving that moment. So in times of adversity or toughness.
Yes.
To kind of go back to that and say, actually, you know, this is what human spirit and fortitude allowed me to achieve. So guess what? I can kind of use that energy in other parts of my life.
Yeah, I think that is incredible. Avigail says, listening on, hi, everybody. My daughter is going for her 33rd Comrades this year. Wow.
That's insane.
That is absolutely incredible. And Garen says, advice for Ryan, who's running his first Comrades, find a runner with a badge that displays 60 or more, the age, he means, and stick to them. That runner will help you and keep a good, slow, consistent pace. Good luck. Garen, why do you assume that Ryan is slow? That is rude, hey?
I think
And we definitely know that the one thing we don't ask Comrades runners is what their intended time is. But I want to ask you about something else. Superstition. And I don't know if it's superstition. I don't know if it's just things that have worked for you in the past. Is it the same? I don't know. Tali, let's start with you. The 2 weeks before Comrades and then the day, what has to happen?
Well, I'm a big list girl. So I have got lists and lists and lists and lists. Check my list, I cross off my list, repack my bag, I take everything out, I repack it again.
no obsessive compulsion whatsoever.
No OCD whatsoever.
Yes, no.
That's one thing I do. Also, very scared about being around people that are sick.
But I think that's a genuine stress, actually. I don't think that that's... I don't know, maybe because I'm a big hypochondriac, but I really would worry about that. You don't, because how you feel on the day actually is very
absolutely
important.
Absolutely. You have really put in a massive amount of effort for the last 6 months, and the last thing you want to do is 2 days before get sick. So I am very careful about being around people that are sick. I'm also very scared about putting medicine away before it needs to go away. So I've still got nose sprays and Calcivita and stuff lying around my house, and I won't put them away because I feel that if I do put them away, I'm going to need them.
You're so looking for trouble.
They're just hanging around there.
Right, right. Michael, what's your...
I think it's not really superstition, but just what I do is make sure that everything's been rehearsed. So the shorts, the socks, the shoes, everything. You know, I've got like kind of a routine, contact lenses.
Almost thinking. Just make sure that
No thinking, yeah. Almost military style, you know, wake up, everything's laid out. And there's only small, I suppose, superstition or memento is I run with a set of beads around my neck. They're colorful beads. You can look out for it.
I'm going to.
On the route. Yeah, so there's a school of challenged kids, physically challenged kids called the Entembeni School, and Comrades has adopted them. And they sell beads, a beaded necklace or beaded bracelets. So I wear that around my head.
That's only a small superstition. That is absolutely awesome, Ryan. We'll ask you next year what it is. We need to take a quick break. We need to go to ads. We're going to be back talking about the Comrades Marathon and then talking a little bit more about Malka Ella.
This is the Morning Mayhem, the best start to your day. Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So this is very funny. So Garen, back at you. He says, no, I'm not saying that Ryan is slow. Au contraire. Oh, no, he's slipping into French. So you know that he's feeling guilty. He's too fast. He has to find a way of making him slower. So that is a reasonable save because you're going for silver, aren't you? Amazing, amazing, amazing. What is, just for anybody who doesn't know, what is silver?
So silver is between, I believe, 6 hours and 7 hours 30. So, yeah. And that's just after the gold medal and the Wally Hayward medal. So the gold medal is for the first 10 finishes. And then you got the Wally Hayward between those 10 finishes and I think 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6 hours and 7:30 is silver.
Insane. Absolutely insane. So take that, Garen.
And then after 7:30 till sub 9 hours, there's a Bill Rowan medal, which is actually termed a Jewish silver. Anyone that comes under 9 hours.
So true. That is such.
You get a Jewish silver.
Can I tell you, I'll admit something. I actually thought that that was silver, so, which kind of makes sense now why I thought that. But wow. Okay, so incredible.
Sub 7.5 is really an incredible feat.
Amazing.
And there are lots of Jewish runners who have achieved it, which is amazing.
It really, really is. What does the weekend before look like? I know everybody talks about the Shabbat and it's amazing down there. I think I would hate it because you're nervous. I mean, can you actually relax and enjoy the camaraderie, Michael?
It's quite fun, yeah. I was commenting. You go to, a lot of people go to the Chabad Shul, Shlomo Weiner, really. Rabbi Shlomo puts his heart and soul
Absolutely.
Into comrade support. He's there for the runners en route. And you go to Shul on Friday night and you see two things that are quite striking. People are standing there. It's the thinnest they've ever been. Their pants are falling off. And they've got these belts that have extra loop on the buckle. And all of them have got this 1,000-yard stare. They are just frozen. They're just kind of in a moment, you just look and you see someone staring off into space. The nerves are getting to them. So, yeah, the weekend is really cool. It's a lot of camaraderie. It's a kind of everyone sharing their nerves and excitement.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Let's talk about the – in fact, Michael, I'm going to ask you and then I'm going to talk to the representatives here from Malka Ella. Michael, what drew you to get involved with running for Malka Ella this year?
Yes, so it's the most fantastic organization, funding fertility treatment, pregnancy loss support, and even genetic testing for Jewish couples. You know, the organization is just has the care of the community at heart. It's something that, you know, no Jewish couple should not have the opportunity to fund fertility treatment. And the setting up of this fund and the care that they go about doing this just resonated with me. And to run for a cause, I think also makes it extra special. Just adds that extra dimension. You're not just doing it for, you know, as my wife Lauren says, selfish reasons. She's tongue in cheek, she says. But this actually does expand it brings
even more meaning. Yeah.
Much more meaning. So, you know, it's just been, and I think that they've done it for, Kim can comment, for over 10 years, or I think this is the 10th year, and they really go the extra distance for the comrades runners. They put on a breakfast and a dinner. They have their support teams en route.
That's amazing.
Suzanne and Saul Saxteen, you know, put together like a pack with a t-shirt for the runners, and just thought, care and attention goes into it. So, but it is, firstly, it's an amazing cause. I think 4.5 million rand per annum budget.
Incredible.
That they have to raise for all of these different causes and outputs, and they do it in such a special way. You know, having spoken to people that have been through the process and how tough it is, and it is like, I suppose, like a comrades marathon. You know, there's endurance you know, sacrifice that couples go through. So it's, you know, the parallel is quite striking. So I've really enjoyed working with them to help them reach their goals and to run for them and to raise money for this important cause.
Kim, let's talk about that cause. What is the main focus of Malka Ella? How many couples come through the system?
So our stats at the moment are that we have we've funded over 1,000 treatments over the last 24 years.
That's incredible. That's a big number.
It's huge. We've had over 480 healthy babies born, which is incredible.
Wow.
Unfortunately, one in six couples needs fertility, either IVF or fertility treatment.
Is that number rising? I mean, from what you guys are seeing?
It's difficult to say at this point, but it is high at the moment.
Mm.
It is high, unfortunately, when a lot of the youngsters are coming through to us for, and a lot of the times it's they have the same genetic mutation, so they have to have IVF because they can't fall pregnant naturally in case they
because they might be a genetic, and that's why what Michael was referring to genetic testing.
Yes.
So that actually that's why this link so importantly.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's why we encourage genetic testing for all young couples getting married.
In fact, we ran a bit of a program some months ago when there was this push to get young couples to get tested.
In fact, we've named our new genetic division Ariel for a little boy, Sasha Ariel Bass, who's got a genetic disorder, and his parents are really doing a campaign and raising funds for Malka Ella to ensure that everybody does test, you know, their genetic status before they start having children, just to prevent this pain and suffering that comes
because,
with a genetic
disease. So there's, you, I would say, from what you're saying, that there's two main aspects. There's obviously the genetic testing, and then there is the fertility or infertility support aspect of it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And then all the emotional support that comes with it, because
so
I would imagine that is quite a, there's a real need there.
So for our people that are going through fertility treatment, we do provide counseling, care packs, you know, care loss packs sometimes we have to send, and we send meals on treatment day. So we do try help them along, you know, this difficult journey. We realize how difficult it is, and we just try and make it easier. You know, we fund them 100% if they need funding. If people want to pay us back, we have a Gemach system so that they can.
Do people play it forward? Because sometimes it's the young people who can't really afford it. And then, you know, as they go through life, maybe they can. Do they come back to you to help? Yeah, or not enough.
We have had that, but I must say, okay, we have a very lot of young people donating to us. Obviously, you know, they want to prevent, well, in inverted commas, it ever happening to them. So they want to just be giving to us, which is huge. We've got a lot of youngsters who have signed debit orders and who donate, and we've got wonderful donors. And it's just a huge shout out to our comrades runners who, not only just as Mark says, not only running to fulfill their own personal challenge, but for a higher purpose, literally.
I love
that. Literally,
I absolutely
towards
love
healthy
that.
Pregnancies and healthy babies. That's our aim.
Dan, let's bring you in here for a moment. As a past comrades runner, I assumed you want to either bend down or bring that mic towards you. Dan is fairly tall, and Kim is not. So, Dan, first of all, why aren't you running this year? What is going on here?
Good question. I've got major FOMO now with 4 days to go, so I'm asking myself the same question. But yeah. I was fortunate and privileged to run the last 2 years.
Right.
And I got my back-to-back medal. And I like the reference of the Jewish silver. I think I'll claim that from now on.
Good.
So I thought I would give myself a break this year. And I also had an entry to the Cape Town Marathon, which was 2 weeks ago.
Ah, okay.
So they're quite close together. You got to be a bit mishuga to be doing both. And I thought I would challenge myself. Maybe, as you said, maybe a bigger challenge is supporting. So my fiance and I are going down. We fly down Saturday night after Shabbos. My Vespa is on the track on the way down.
That's
so
clever,
it's a stressful thing with the traffic and the support.
Yes, because I believe parking is, you're trying to stop and park and find your runner.
Yeah, so we thought we would get the upper hand and just whiz through the traffic.
Yeah.
And I asked my friend Claude to make a supporters cheat sheet. So I've got that, and I'm happy to share that with anyone who needs it for race
day.
Brilliant. With all the GPS coordinates and the do's and don'ts of all the stops. Because I also know the feeling of being a runner and seeing the familiar face, seeing your loved ones along the way is
a huge thing.
And when your loved ones don't get there because of traffic and things, it's a big letdown. In my first up run, only up run 2 years ago, I told my brother and my dad to meet me at the Hillcrest McDonald's. Can't miss it, the big yellow M.
Yes.
And I got there, I looked around, I think I did a 360 and they weren't there. And it was a big disappointment because of the traffic and the roadblocks. Yes. Landed up seeing them further down the line. So we want to make sure that we see all these 38 amazing Malka Ella runners along the way and support them and track them and
So talk to me about this competition, because having had the privilege of going to 18 on the Hill a few weeks ago, I can tell you that is a prize that is phenomenal. And from what I'm understanding, every 1,800 Rand donated gives you an entry into this competition.
Yeah, so it's amazing. I've got the brochure here in front of me. It's an all-inclusive 3-night stay at 18 on the Hill Luxury Safari Lodge. I haven't been there, but I've heard it's
phenomenal.
Out of this world. And every 1,800 Rand donated gets you an entry into the draw. And I also want to make mention of last year, a week before Comrades, I actually hadn't done any fundraising efforts at all. I think my total was literally sitting on zero. But Comrades fever hits. We all know it. We all feel it in South Africa. During the week leading up to Comrades and the few days after. So I made a huge effort in that final week. So if any of the runners are feeling like they haven't hit their goal yet, now's the time. It's Wednesday, Comrades fever. Even the most unaware South African who doesn't run and doesn't really follow running, they'll be aware now. So now's the time to really push. And we raised 1.25 million Rand for Malka Ella in the campaign last year. And it was the 19th
but
of June.
But we need to double it this year.
Yeah, we stood here and we handed over that big check. I've got the photo here. 1.25 million Rand,
incredible.
Which is more than a quarter of the annual budget. So that's the challenge. If there are 38 runners, I just worked it out, it's about 35,000 Rand per runner that they need to raise. And don't be shy. When it's a great cause, I think it was might have been Gerald Leisner or Mendel Kaplan who said, if you have a great cause, don't insult a person by not asking them to support it.
It is absolutely incredible. And how do people do that? How do they? What's the best way to to get hold of Malkaela or to make a donation?
So you can go onto our website, it's malkaela.co.za, and then just click on our Comrades campaign, and you can either sponsor a particular runner, they're all there, or you can sponsor all the runners, and you just do an online payment.
Fantastic.
And every 1800 gets you an entry into this draw. So all our runners get an automatic entry, then plus all the donors that
absolutely
are
absolutely amazing.
And every 1800. So if you give 3-6, you'll get two entries.
Absolutely brilliant, guys. We can say all the best. It's not like there's nothing superstitious about that.
Yeah, don't say break a leg.
Well, yeah, I was actually just thinking that. So Zelda, Tully, Ryan, Michael, all the best. Just have fun and to everybody involved.
So much fun.
Malkaela. Yeah. Well, afterwards it'll be fun. No, I'm sure it is fun. And everybody, put your hand in your pocket, support Malkaela. It is an organization that literally brings good into this world.